Thank you. Anybody else? Is that program of work is acceptable? Thank you very much. Thank you for your support. I would therefore like now to turn to agenda item 11, progress with universalization of the convention. As we have already here, we have welcomed two new state parties this year, Mauritania on the 20th of January 2015 and Andorra on 2nd of March 2015. Before opening the floor to the delegations, I would like to present my report on the universalization, which is available in all official languages as document BWC/MSP/2015/4, which I have prepared with the ISU's assistance. In light of recent development, I would also draw your attention to the addendum BWC/MSP/2015/4/add1, describing the most up-to-date progress on universalization. The two documents outline the result to date of the activities to promote universalization of the convention undertaken by myself, the vice chairs, and the implementation support unit in 2015. It also includes information from state parties and different organizations where that information had been provided to me or the ISU. As you are all aware, the convention currently has 173 state parties, if you look in the annex, with 9 signatories and 14 states having neither signed nor ratified. A total of 23 states are not party to the convention. During the course of this year, I have met bilaterally here in Geneva or in New York with a representative of almost all of the 23 states. Concerning these 23 states not party to the convention, I would like to briefly highlight 3 particularly positive developments. First is Côte d'Ivoire. On 27 November 2015, the Committee on External Relations of the National Assembly approved a bill authorizing the President to deposit an instrument of ratification to the BWC. I believe Côte d'Ivoire is very close to completing its ratification process, and we hope to welcome Côte d'Ivoire as a new state party early in 2016. With regard to Nepal, its ratification was set to end was set for the end of 2015 as part of the action plan of the EU-funded action in support of BWC. In April 2015, Nepal reported that joining the BWC is a priority and hoped that this could be achieved within 2015. Additionally, the process of creating a national authority is already in place. Finally, with regards to Angola, the Angolan government parliament approved accession to the BWC and also the Chemical Weapons Convention in April 2015. On 16 September 2015, Angola acceded to the CWC. We understand that the BWC instrument of accession is on the President's agenda. Any support from state parties to encourage Angola to complete its accession process without further delay would be welcome. Sections 2, 3, 4 and 5 of the report provided detailed information on the status of universalization in general and also information on development in each of the state not yet party to the convention. Finally, I would like to thank Finland, France, Germany and Switzerland, the depository government and the Verification Research Training and Information Center, VERTIC, for their effort in terms of universalization. I encourage state parties to continue to assist in pursuing universalization activities with those 23 states not party, but particularly to contact the states I have mentioned above to encourage them to join, offer your support or inquire for further information on their status. Allow me to remind you that it is important to keep the ISU informed on your activities in order to coordinate our efforts and to maximize our chances of success. Although there are some promising developments, we still have a lot of work ahead of us to increase membership of the convention. Now I'd like to open the floor for comments on the report and for reports from delegation on their own renovationalization activities. I believe that we will hear from signatory state to the convention. The floor is open.
If you give it to Liberia, the Cote d'Ivoire, you mentioned.
To Liberia. Is Liberia in the room?